Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Here we are once again. It's our daily workout, our MTC mental toughness conditioning workout. This is an emotional conditioning workout too, every single day, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Periscope. And that address is at Skip LaCour and on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Skip LaCour page. Thank you so much for showing up on time, being a respectful and considerate workout partner as we go through this every single day. I appreciate this. This is also a podcast that goes on Blog Talk Radio, which goes on iTunes, which goes on Stitcher too. So I'm doing everything I can to be the most effective and efficient with my time and with your time too. So this is where you want to show up live every single day. I'll give you your shout outs. Hello, Jim. How are you doing this morning? Jim's here for his daily workout. All right. And I want to have you come to this application, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Periscope, whether it's iTunes podcast, every single day. And I want you to show up live. And the reason why is it's just two buddies just getting together talking about life. You know, we're guys here. How often does that really happen in life? Where can you really talk to your guys about, like, what's going on in your life? And although we're not connected, actually talking to each other about your specific situation here, this all applies to all of us. This is my journey going through life, past, present, and future. This is my journey, and I know it's yours too, because I talk to you guys on a very continual, constant basis, and I have for years, right? And that's what I want to show up every single day and provide some value, whatever it is you're going through in life right now, whatever your big challenge. We always have that one challenge that's in front of us that we want to take care of, no matter how great our life is going. There's always that next level. We always have that one challenge that we're going through. Right? And objectivity, perspective, a new way of looking at the challenge that we're facing can make all the difference in the world. How we smash through it, how we feel about ourselves, and how we enjoy the journey as we're smashing through it, and how long it takes us to smash through it. And during this morning connection live video chat, whether it's today, tomorrow, maybe it's something that I said 5 days ago, it can bring you that clarity, that objectivity to really, like I said, smash through your challenge. Hurry up and get on to the next one. Have challenges at a higher level. Hello, David. Good morning, sir. Hello, Callie. I appreciate you guys being here. I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for asking. Callie is from Morocco. Yes. Yes, I did that on purpose. David says that he's confused about the topic, and I did that to spark interest. You know, one thing about me is I come to you every single day and I'm thinking, okay, what am I personally going through? What am I learning about life, right? And so as you can tell, I must be so fascinated with why we do the things we do. And how do we get to that higher level of success, achievement? A lot of times that's what we want, but it's really feelings and emotions that we want that we don't have right now or we want more of. And I've been just fascinated with how to take my own life to the next level and then how to help other men take their lives to the next level. And just a little bit about me really quickly is that it all started when I played sports, fifth grade, sixth grade, you know, 9, 10, 11 years old. And I was always very talented and always a really good player. I was really determined. I was a hard worker back at that time. But no matter how great I was, I always realized there was either that one person on my team, and many times he may not have been on my team, but there was that one guy who we played against in our league, in our city, whatever it was. And this guy was not as talented as I was, not as hardworking. Well, maybe he was, I mean. But there was something that was slightly different that made all the difference in the world. His head, his mindset, his way of thinking, his courage, his balls, you know, there was something about him, that slight edge that made all the difference in the world. And it wasn't his physical ability that made him outstanding. He was the go-to guy at the end of the game who hit the clutch shots, that got the hits, And not just sometimes, all the time, because he just had this way of thinking. And when I really think about it, I noticed that at like 9 years old. What is different about that guy? And again, I could have sat there and said, well, I'm really good at what I do. But there was that guy was so much better, and it wasn't something obvious. And I was fascinated. I was perplexed. I was confused. What is it? Does he have a dad that used to play sports that gives him these secret tips? And that may have been it. You know, his dad may have been an achiever who has this mindset that I talk about, this mental toughness conditioning, and passed it along to his son, and he just applied it to sports. So even though he didn't have that physical ability, he was just out of this world better than what what was visible. He just was able to just play at such a higher level, I think, especially when it counted, when regular people would cower down, right, and give it to the other guy. These are guys who really stepped up. I wanted to be one of those guys so badly, and if I was, I wanted to be at a higher level because I always saw that guy, right? Hello, John. Hello, Santiago. Thank you so much for being here for our mental toughness conditioning, our daily workout, right? So, and then that went to my life in sports, and then past that, you know, when I started working, trying to get promotions and all the things that I've done, and as you continually watch these Morning Connection Live video chats, and I tell you all my life stories, you can kind of piece it all together. Most people know me as a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. Obviously, it's that mindset more than the strategies of training and discipline and even genetics, because genetics gets you there. But to be world-known at what you do, and there's a certain mindset in it. So I've been continually, you know, trying to take my own mindset to the next level because I knew that's what made a champion. That's what made people succeed at the highest level. And there's always a higher level, no matter what you've achieved. And so I've just been obsessed with this, right? Then as I've helped people, and what I do now is I help ambitious men, or sometimes not so ambitious men, right? Get clear, get focused, get determined, get momentum, get the results that they really want in life by working on that mindset in addition to strategies, right? Giving them the objectivity and perspective. And I do it through a one-on-one coaching program where I meet with them every single week, and we connect with the members-only website every single day. It's about them, their goals, what's stopping them, what we need to do to break through, right? So this is stuff I just think about all the time. If you wonder, well, how did he come up with this stuff, you know, all the time, right? Every single day. He's going to do this every single day. Well, it's because this is what I do. Today's topic was the genesis, the inspiration came from a coaching client that I had at 4 a.m. this morning, right? A weekly coaching guy, a winner. A guy who's a killer, a guy who's an amazing guy, someone, it makes me feel good that he elevates the five people you hang around most. You know, he's one of those guys for me, and I have the privilege to work with him. And I'll tell you, working with these guys, not only do I help them gain objectivity and perspective so they reach their goals, I mean, it's benefiting me. And I get this from so many different sources all week long, 7 days a week, and then that's I deliver what I can to you so you can at least get started on the process of thinking about what you want most, how you're going to get it, and what may be stopping you from getting what it is you really want most. So that's what I'm all about. One thing about, and this goes back to Dan saying that he was a little confused about David. Hello, David. So David was a little confused about today's topic, the headline subject matter, and it's why getting what you really need may be getting in the way of you getting what you think you really need, right? So why getting what you really need may be preventing you from getting what you think you really need, right? And I'll explain that, right? But the point of what I'm saying, David, is that, you know, I can just be so passionate and show up for you every single day, doing whatever I can to give you clarity, objectivity, just touch your life in some way, that little distinction that can help you now, maybe clear up something in the past or something you run into the future. The thing is that I would love to maximize my impact. I would love it to see you guys sharing this with your group of followers on Periscope or commenting down below, sharing this on Facebook. You know, telling people about this, how much value you're getting, because, you know, part of, and many of you guys I coach, and maybe this is you know you're amazing at what you do. You know you provide value. It's just that you're not maximizing the impact. You're not being heard at the level that you really want. Am I right? Does that sound like you? You see people who aren't as hardworking, aren't as talented, their heart isn't as pure as yours, where you really want to help people, yet they seem to be getting so much more in life. They seem to be making more of an impact. And it may be the way you're thinking about it, what you're settling for, but it may be simple strategies on how to attract more interest. You know, the core of what you do is great, but how you market it, how you let people know, that might be a challenge. So I'm always looking for ways to spark interest, to get more people to listen to what I have to say, because I know I have references of my personal success and how I overcame really challenging mental, emotional things that challenged me from getting next level, and I worked through it, right? So it's not just about my victories, it's about overcoming my setbacks, and I've helped so many men around the world, and I get letters and calls all the time. That's why I know what I have to share with you every single day, and some small way will help you. Now my challenge is, and maybe you can help me with this challenge, maybe you have some ideas, maybe you guys are internet marketers, right? I'll put it out there, is how do I get on this live chat every single day and maximize the impact so I can help more people, right? So that's the reasoning behind that confusing topic, but by the time we're done today, you'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, so appreciate you guys being here just a little bit every single day, showing up live. We don't want to bookmark this. We don't want to say we're going to come back to it later, because that's just one more reference where you said, you know what, I want to take my life to the next level. I'm going to do this for myself, and you don't do it, right? That's why just showing up live, you know, there's nothing scripted. I don't have several takes if I get it wrong, if I mess up a word, I don't say something clearly. You're just getting all heart, all passion, all emotion. Get it live, right? So that's what this is all about. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So again, today's topic is why getting what you really need may be preventing you from getting what you think you really need. Now, let me just kind of tell about my personal story. I've talked about a conversation that led to this, right? You know, sometimes in life we say we want things, and maybe that's for you. You know, money comes up a lot, where people are challenged financially, and they're hardworking. They've got a great message. They provide value. I mean, they're doing everything that they can, but they can't seem to make enough money, and it seems very common. And, you know, if you're the type of person to be here for this live video chat about personal development, maybe that's you. Maybe you see people who just succeed at a high level. They have all this stuff, cars, vacation trips. They seem to be doing so well. And you're thinking, wow, you know, why is he able to do that and why aren't I? Well, if you've gone on your journey of trying to unravel the mystery that a lot of people are challenged with, the mystery of making money, you'll hear things like, money is just an emotion. Money, you're not your money. Whether you make a lot of money or you don't make a lot of money, you're not your money. But people attach money to who they are sometimes in a empowered way sometimes. Look at me. I'm accomplished because I have these things and everything that money brings. And they pin it back to the money. Sometimes people are really good people. They're hardworking and they feel disempowered. They feel less accomplished. They don't feel good about themselves because they don't have money. Well, and you've heard these things before, that money is just an accelerant. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. And the fire is the emotions that are most important to you. And so when people look at money, it just gives you more of that emotion that you really want. So let's think about it. You know this, right? A guy who makes a lot of money who, you know, is... you know, maybe has average talents, average ability. He just made what he feels that he needs is to make more money because that gives him that emotion. And his emotion might be feeling important, it could be, you know, good things like, look, the more money I make, the more I can share. The more money I can make, I could take my business up to the next level and provide more value than a small mom and pop store, right? It doesn't have to be negative things, but whatever it is, money in his mind is just what it takes to feel, to achieve, to feel, again, to experience the emotions that he really wants most, right? I know this is a complex subject, but you can see that. You know, obviously that guy, money became very important. The question is why? And also the question would be, if you're challenged with what you think you need, like, and again, we're using money, it could be relationships, right? There's a lot of people, I need a relationship, but they just can't seem to make it work. Or they can't make money, they just can't seem to make it. They say that they really, really need it. Or they say that they want better health, better physical body. I really need to do that for myself for this reason, but they can't seem to make it happen. And the challenge is, and I think you guys have experienced this, I know I have, it's like, wait a second, why can't I figure this out? I'm smart, I'm hardworking, I'm determined, I say that I really need it, I say I really want it, I'm working on it, why aren't I getting closer or I'm not moving as quickly? There are people who aren't as hard, why can they do it and I can't do it? And again, that could be financially, that could be a job, a promotion, starting a business, which leads maybe to money for you, if that's what, again, if that's what the emotions you tie to it. Could be relationships, right? You say you really need that, or you say you need a better physical body, right? That's what, so the part of the topic is about what you think you really need. I really need more money. I really need a promotion. I really need to start my own business. I really need to be in a loving, connected relationship and have a family. I really need to have a better physical body. And you can sell yourself on all the reasons why you need those things, right? But you're obviously not doing a good enough sales job on yourself to actually make it happen because you're smart enough, you're willing to work hard, right? You got mentors around you, you have enough information, right? There's something up here, right? And that's what all of this is about. It's making you think about why you do the things you do and why you don't do the things you think you need to do. And right, obviously, you know, when I started this topic, right, what I do is I just go through my day. I do not plan these out. It's just what I'm going through in the journey or as I'm talking to one of my coaching clients, because I want to talk about what I'm really passionate about at the moment. I want to show up for you guys in the most passionate state. I don't just want it to be informational material, right? And so that's how I set this all up. Now, at the same time, I thought to myself, Skip, you're really going to talk about this? Man, this is, if they can get this, this took you years to even get to this level, and it's the secret to life. It's the secret to happiness. It's the secret to achievement. It's the secret to them stepping in their big shoes and living up to their full potential and having everything they want, love, connection, happiness, achievement, whatever they want, and you're going to explain it in a Morning Connection Live video chat? Who do you think you are? And, you know, I don't know how well I'll do, but you know what? My heart's in it, guys. I want you to get this. And I also know this just may start a process, right? Life's a journey. Life is a journey that we continually just chip away. And then sometimes we go, wow. You know, it's like working out, right? Sometimes we're working out. We're showing up every single day. We're eating the way we should. And, you know, we don't think we have a plateau. It's not working. It's not worth the level that we want. And then we just keep on persisting, keep on chipping away, and then boom. All of a sudden we look in the mirror, it's, ugh, who is that guy? That's me. Yeah, all that work's paying off, right? It just seems to just come magically, right? Well, that's how it is at your life, too. You showing up every single day for this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, it's chipping away. It's marinating in the back of your mind. You're going to wake up, I don't know, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years from now and say, yeah, that's me. I've been working on this all the time, right? So I'm just here to just chip away, start the process. Here's another thing. I'm doing everything I can, not just to show up for you. I do these random coaching calls, Morning Connection random coaching calls, to take it to another level, to take it to another level, right? Because I know I got so much great information like this, this general motivation material, and it helped me massively, but it's when I actually talked to someone who I respected, who the conversation was all about me, it was an expert. it made all the difference in the world, right? So I went from general, trying to process it with my way of thinking, which was good, but also I'm thinking about this because I'm challenged with it, right? When I talked to somebody that talked about specifically about my situation, it just made all the difference in the world. So you can go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I have a link down below, skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Or you can send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. Just tell me your name, your age, your telephone number, and the biggest challenge that you're going through. And you can also private message me right here on Facebook, right? And all throughout my week, I don't know if I'll do it today, tomorrow, the next day, but I have them, you know, and that's what I do. That's what I love. I love making that bigger difference. And we could have a 10-minute conversation, 20-minute conversation. I think I've talked to guys for 70 minutes sometimes, you know. So it's something I work into my regular day. So if I say something in this Morning Connection live video chat, or I said something in a past one that really starts the ball and you just want some clarity, reach out. Go for it. Be bold. Take charge of your life and connect with me. As you can tell, I really want to connect with you. I want to do whatever I can. I've had people to do it to me, and I'm so appreciative. This is my way of passing it along, all right? So we know we really want those things that we can't get, right? Again, it could be more money, a promotion, a job, starting our business, that love, connection, relationship, right? And, you know, the physical body, whatever it is. Those are the, pretty much the three big areas of life that people want, right? And let's talk about money, though, because a lot of times people say, if I have enough money, then I can start that business. I can, you know, that promotion would obviously come with it. I'll have more confidence and I'll have that woman of my dreams and everything that comes with it. Or, you know what? Maybe I don't really care how deeply etched my abs are, all the opportunities that would bring me. So let's just talk about that. I work with so many men who are amazing at what they do. They are amazing at what they do. The challenge is how do they monetize it? How do they get paid for what they're worth? And if you're following me from my bodybuilding and training, you're a fitness expert or you want to be a fitness expert, this is a real challenge, right? You know you change lives. You know you're amazing. You know that your body is a billboard, but it's a tough gig if you don't understand everything involved, the emotions involved with yourself, and then what you're really providing for other people to really be able to get the value that you're actually giving. And they have a real challenge to work with a lot of guys in that situation. And one thing, again, is they say, oh, man, you know, I need more money. I need more money. I need to make more money. I'm getting older. Now, this personal training thing isn't working. I need. Again, those are the things that you think you really need, right? But you may be getting what you really need. And again, if we say that money is an emotion, and right now you're thinking about what is preventing you from having it, well, I would be able to love, connect, provide more for my family. But think about it. What is you being a fitness expert? What is you looking the way you do? What is that getting you if you really think about it, right? What is it getting you? You know, you're an expert. You have people admire you. You have a safe zone. You have structure. You have certainty. Right? All these things, you know, if you really look back, those are must be really important to you. Not maybe 100% of it's totally satisfying you, but the analogy I give is like a Thanksgiving dinner, right? That's an American holiday where for those of you around the world, and it's a day that the family all gets together. It's like on a Thursday, so it's get a few days off, some holidays, sometimes up to 5 days. And you get the whole family together if you're fortunate enough to have that connection. If you don't have that connection, I want to tell you, I empathize with you maybe through these morning connections. Maybe you'll get some clarity, and maybe that's something that you can inch your way towards by showing up to this morning connection, if that's what you really want. I'm going to get to relationships in a minute. And so you get together. And, you know, like in my family, right, it smells good. Everything's out there. There's the desserts. Those were made maybe the night before. And there's little appetizers, right? And But sometimes, you know, you get there with the whole family, and they're there for hours before dinner is actually served. And the dinner, that's what you say you really want in life, right? It's Thanksgiving dinner. It's everything. It's everything. There's the appetizers, the main course. There's the dessert. The wine is flowing. The family, the connection, the joy, the laughter, the stories. I mean, it is everything that you really ever wanted, right? Thanksgiving. You know, and that's my metaphor for what you really say you really want in life. Okay? You can dream it, you can visualize it, and you say, I really need that, I really want that, I'm willing to work hard for it. The challenge is sometimes you might have to wait while it's getting prepared, that Thanksgiving dinner. And so it's maybe 3 or 4 hours ahead, you're connecting with your family, that's all great. But the real is when you're enjoying that meal, you allow yourself to stuff yourself or whatever it is, right? Hopefully, I guess, right? You're enjoying the moment on this one day with your family. But you know what happens? Those appetizers there, and you're hungry, you're physically hungry, you want what you need nourishment, right? At that moment, you need nourishment. And so there might be like some of these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like, and they can be on great bread. I mean, this is fine peanut butter, deluxe jellies and jams. You know, maybe it's on one of those nice plates, cut into squares with the highest quality wheat bread. I don't know. These aren't just regular peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean, they're tasty, they're good. Don't get me wrong. All right? These aren't just settling for junk. These are top-of-line peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right? And they're sitting there. And you have a choice to make at that time because you need what you need, right? And that's nourishment. I mean, you're kind of getting a little edgy, smelling all this food. You're distracted, getting in a bad mood. The carbs are down or whatever. But here's the challenge. How much of those peanut butter and jelly sandwich squares are you going to eat, right, at that time when you need them? You can eat that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Tastes good. Man, it nourishes you. Fits your macros, whatever, right? It nourishes you at that moment. Gives that calories, those energies. You can't wait 4 hours for that dinner. But that dinner, oh, that's what you really want. You want to experience it at the highest level, right? If you eat too many of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right, it may satisfy you. You may be getting what you need in that moment. And it might curb your drive, your determination. You may not even visualize. It may become less important. You just sit down and enjoy all those courses, all the family that you visualize that you want, that Thanksgiving dinner. Many of us along our journey, we're settling for what we need at the moment, and those are peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's compromising our drive, our desire to get what it is we say we really want, the big, big prize in life. And when you look at other people, why are they getting the big, big prize in life, right? Just something to think about. You know, I look at, myself as a story. What I realized is that there are so many times, like I can go back to when I was a bodybuilder. And you know, it was that whole journey, that whole process, that whole structure. I'd be getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I'd work out, and I'd have my pre-workout, post-workout. I'd write about my workout. I'd journal it. Everybody would see it. I would get, you know, the comments and everything like that. And I remember so many times having the feeling, like at 7 o'clock in the morning and saying, look at me. Look what I've done. It's only 7 o'clock in the morning. Hell, other people are just getting up right now. And look what I've done. I've had two meals. I've had a great workout. I connected with people around the world with my workout. And the truth of the matter is there's certain business goals, that the things that I'm smashing now that I could have done back then, that I said I needed to do, right? I got to provide for my future family at a higher level. I got to have all the great things in life, right? But the truth of the matter was I was getting what I needed at the moment, and that was connection with you, that was feeling accomplished, that was having black and white structure, predictability. And those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were really compromising my big dreams without me really knowing it. I was satisfied. That edge, that angst to do whatever it takes, to those type of, that Thanksgiving day, oh yeah, I could talk about it. But I didn't have that edge to really make it happen. Relationships. Oh yeah, I want to be in a loving, connected relationship. It's so important to me. But my working out, I had that structure, security. I got to connect with you guys. And, you know, I'm not calling you guys peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but in my heart, I got to connect with guys all around the world who loved what I did. I helped them. I don't even know your names. You know, some of you, I've had so many people recently, because of this connection, making myself more real, being open to connection, going through my man information, my journey, my self-discovery, you guys are reaching out. And for the first time, I've been following you for years. I've listened to every single one of your podcasts. I've followed you way back since Musclemania days. It's like 20 years ago now, right? And they're just, I connected with you, but this is the first time that you're connecting with me. But you know what? What I realized is I don't care if my Thanksgiving dinner, as far as connection, was to be in the relationship I'm in now with the family I have now and the dedication and all that warmth, that the Thanksgiving dinner and that part of my life that I have. I was getting too many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Oh, wow, look what Joe from Ontario said about me today. And it was scattered so much. It was just enough peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to take the edge off what I really wanted. I was getting what I needed, you know, at the moment. And we really need to think about why we do the things we do, right? Even right now, you know, if you knew what wired me, you can have your assumptions. I'll tell you what I think. Maybe it'll change later as I grow and evolve. It's a continual process. I don't care what you've accomplished. I don't care how old you are. It's a continual process, self-discovery, if you're pushing yourself for that self-discovery. You know, just like the working out, you know, I get up early in the morning, do a little cardio, kind of review. I think about what I'm going to talk about here. Like this morning, I had a great one-on-one coaching session with a gentleman across the world, and he's a mover, he's a shaker, he's a winner, and it just feels so good to help him get what he's smashing it, killing it, right? And then I get on here, and I deliver this message, and you guys have your kind words for me. And sometimes, you know, I got to make sure that I don't head downstairs at 7:30 in the morning and think, huh, I've accomplished what it's happened in the back of my mind. Because this is great, but I'm doing it for a bigger purpose. And the bigger purpose is more connection at a deeper level. I want to be talking to, you know, 50,000 people, right, at one time. You know, I want to do the things for, I want to be such an example to my family. I want to have more time, more energy to connect with the people who are closest now. I want to provide for my family, my wife at the highest level by providing so much value to you. I can't lose picture of the big prize, the big Thanksgiving dinner, why I'm doing all of this, because in the short term, I'm getting what I need. And it's those emotions. Again, for those of you in my bodybuilding and fitness tribe, why are you doing the things that you're doing? Why is it so important for you to have those ripped abs or those big muscles or to win that trophy? And if you say, oh, because it's health, what am I supposed to do, throw my health? That's not why you're doing it. The big thing for all of us, and myself included, why do I do the things that I do? Are we getting those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and then we're just so perplexed, we're so confused. Why the hell am I not sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner of life? Why aren't I? I'm talented. I'm hardworking. Look what I do. People tell me how great I am. Because you may be losing that little edge. That little edge that will get you there. And you know those guys who are all those things that you want? Like you have the cars and the businesses that are great and the houses and they have that amazing wife and kids or that physical body or whatever it is you say that you want. I'll tell you what. They're more connected to why that's so important to them, and they're going straight after it and using all their resources, maybe in an efficient manner. It's an emotion to them that they're really, maybe they don't even know it, why they're doing it, but they're going directly to it. That, those cars, that money, that house, that relationship, that body, that's what will give them the emotion, and that's why they can use so much of their resources so efficiently to get there. Where for you, that's what you say you want, but you're really maybe having some really tasty, top-of-line, gourmet peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now, I don't know. Tell me, guys, is it really starting to sink in? Is it starting the process at least? Because, again, if I could just deliver you know, in a half an hour, just message that just changed his life. I mean, I would be amazing, right? Maybe I should get off here and say, look what I did. I just changed everybody's life in one session on a live video chat, right? Okay, so, but it'll start a process. Hello, Moza. How are you doing today? Right? So, you know, and here's the real life examples I told you about, you know, me is that, you know, I think about, and this is probably what the real trick to all this is sometimes those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are those things that we really need. You know, in our mind, we have it positioned that it's a really positive emotion that we're going towards, like connection, right? Making a difference, showing the world, enhancing their lives. Now, again, this is some next level thinking. You kind of have to get through that whole thought process. But the next thing is what I've realized is most of the time in life, we're not going for that positive emotion that we think we are. What we're doing is we're doing everything we can to avoid the emotion that we fear most. Isn't that something to think about, right? Here's some examples. Right. I talked about I'm going to connecting with you. Right. That's why I show up. My bodybuilding and all the things. Look, I connected with strangers all around the world. I wanted connection. It was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know what I was most afraid of? Intimacy, connection, right where it really mattered. That Thanksgiving dinner, I was deathly afraid of. Oh, my God, what if it didn't work out? What if I was hurt and pain? You know, what I was really going for was I really was putting a lot of effort to not to prevent myself from pain without knowing it. A lot of times, you know, people, they go for attention. They don't know it because being ignored or being insignificant or being picked on or not being respected is what they fear most. And everything they're doing is to not be insignificant. Not be respected, not to feel smart, right? And so they're doing all these smart things, and they think, what, I'm just sharing my intelligence with the world. But, it's, you know, sometimes it's their fear of not looking that way. The reason why they achieve so much and they have so many things is that they're deathly afraid of if they didn't have things, what that pain that it would cause them or perceive what people would think about them. You know, in the Manformation program, if you go to manformation.com, I work with so many men. One of their biggest challenges sometimes is to be significant, to make a difference in the world, to get what they want, whether that is business, money, whether it's the relationship that they really want, or whatever it is they want. It's selling themselves, presenting themselves with confidence to get what they want, to attract people to want to help them, right? To get those things, right? To be confident enough to do that. And at the same time, they play themselves down, their body language, their voice. And they're confused that that's being humble. That's something to work towards. What, I'm just being humble? What, you want me to be a braggart and this and that and this and that? And see, that sounds so noble, right? You're getting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You think you're going, well, you know what? I may not have significance. I may not have everything that I want. But at least people like me, and at least I'm humble. At least I'm not like that. And really what it is that they're really deathly afraid. They remember back when they were little boys. You know that one guy who was the mover and shaker who had that confidence? And then all the boys who struggled with self-confidence and weren't as accomplished, they'd all look, yeah, that guy's cocky, yeah, that guy's arrogant. Whatever they would say about that person. And then they go their whole life trying to succeed, trying to become one out of a million, trying to have all the best things in life, right? And at the same time, they don't really know it, but all they're trying to do is not stick out enough so they'll be like that one they picked on, because he stuck out, he was successful, he was looked at as being cocky, arrogant, or whatever. And they spend their whole life trying to succeed, but not stick out. not be that guy. So I'll just tell you one thing to help you on your journey there. When you see somebody successful, man, if you're just ripping them apart, saying he's this, he's that, and you want his success, you are making your journey to get there. It's going to be tough enough without all that playing around in your head, right? It's going to be tough enough already. But to do that tap dance line, that's what this confidence, knowing you have to have confidence, but trying to hold back because of your definition of humility, just something that, and again, I know I'm touching a chord with a lot of you guys out there. This is what I want you to connect with me so we can kind of work out your issues. So you can think about, you know, am I really going for and being satisfied with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It's nourishing. It's good for what I need now. And it's taken off the edge to get to that Thanksgiving dinner. Am I what I say I'm going for? Is it really just the opposite? I'm definitely afraid that, hey, I'm integrity. Am I integrity? I'm somebody you can trust. And, you know, a lot of times they're definitely afraid of being someone who people don't trust. Someone thinking that about them. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that they have issues that they're not trustworthy, but maybe somewhere down the line, they had a person in life that they did not trust, that they thought was a shyster, was a scam artist, and they said, I will never be that way. Like, you know, that person in my life, I will never be that way. And without knowing it, their whole mission is, hey, I have integrity. I have integrity. Now, there's nothing wrong with having integrity, but what if you got, that was your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Hey, the whole world looks at me with integrity. Nice. But if you're wondering why you're not getting what you really, really need, maybe you're stopping there at that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Maybe it took off the edge. Unlike those other guys, they keep on going for all that other stuff. Relationships. You know, maybe I see this in my fitness community all the time. And I think a lot of times that's why they're in fitness, is structure. They have this black and white path. They don't want anybody messing with that at all. And it's something they can count on. It's emotion somewhere along the line. Parents broke up, trauma, trust, sexual abuse, physical abuse. Had the girlfriend that cheated on, broke up. You know, we've all been hurt, right? And so what they say is that, you know, I really want love and connection, right? But really, that peanut butter jelly sandwich is safety. I'm going to create these set of conditions that really nobody wants to work around, because I try again and again and again. Nobody works around them, but I can blame them. I can hang around people. Yeah, those non-fitness people, right? It's just you and you, right? Hey, yeah. You're suffering like me. You can't have it. Yeah, well, maybe we're okay. And you're getting the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're staying safe. You've got your little structure that nobody seems to be able to work, and it's their fault. And all the people who hang around, they tell it's their fault too. And all you lonely fitness people get to hang around each other, right? And if I sound like I know what I'm talking about here personally, I do. I'm so thankful to break through all that, right? And you're getting that safety. You're getting connection with strangers. Superficial connection, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you're compromising the Thanksgiving dinner that you say you really need along the way. I'm curious what this session has done for you. Tell me, send me an email about what you have found most valuable. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Private message me here on my Facebook page. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC for MC for mental morning connection, right? skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. I know I'm just starting a process, right? We have every single day to go through this mental toughness conditioning, right? I know I really wish someone came into my life and was able to explain everything that I've been doing my best to at least open up a dialogue in your own mind to address these certain matters. I wish I had somebody who came into my life earlier to say these things in a way that at least I could start understanding the process. Because the amount of love, connection, achievement, success, forget about what you look on the internet and see what I've achieved. I would have gotten to this point earlier in my life. And I'm so thankful that I got here, and you know, everything happens for a reason, and every defeat helps you. But you know what? Every defeat in life, every pain in life, it does not serve you unless you get to the other side. So if you're in pain, you have your challenges, people, you can't figure it out, right? Don't let that be a very confused peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because it's not serving you. All it is, it's real pain. It's real pain. It's real loneliness. It's